Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to episode 19 of This Could Get Awkward.
It's like a double song intro. I like it.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry to double intro song you. You already have an intro song.
It's okay. I like it. I'm Janelle.
I'm Sam.
And if you want to get in touch with us, lots of ways to do so. This Could Get Awkward podcast is our Twitter handle. This Could Get Awkward.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not. I don't know what I was saying after a while. Okay, that's wrong.
It's at TCGA Podcast on Twitter. It is at This Could Get Awkward on Facebook. You can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that is on our website, which is thiscouldgetawkward.com.
I'll let you do that from now on. All right. Let's hear your story.
Okay, so really awkward moment at work the other day. So there is a coworker who in his office, there's like another door. It's like a really small, like hobbit looking door that leads into this big storage room that's all unfinished and under like a staircase.
Okay.
And so I had this box that I couldn't throw out, but we needed to keep it, but I didn't want it. And I was like, I'm just going to go put it in that storage room. And as I was walking up to his office, the door was closed and the blinds were closed. So I couldn't see any light coming out of it. And it was about the time of day that he leaves for the day. So I just thought he's left already. I'll just try the door. And if it's open, I'll just put the box in the storage room. And so I'm like, da 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 da, like walking up to his office door, and I just open it, and then he's in there, the HR lady's in there, and I think someone else is in there, like around the corner.
Oh, I thought you were like, gonna say you walked in on him and the HR lady like doing something. And I was like,
no.
Oh my gosh.
No. I walk in and he's like behind his desk, the HR lady's standing up, and I'm pretty sure there's someone like behind the door sitting. And he's just like, not a good time, Sam. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I just like backed away, closed the door, felt so uncomfortable because I was like, oh, no. Like, I felt like such a derp because so rude, like so rude to just barge into someone's
yeah, not knock or
office
anything,
with
yeah.
their closed door. I felt like such an a-hole. And so then the next day I was just like, I saw him. He was like, he's super nice and so cool. And in the morning I was like, hey, I'm so sorry that I just barged into your office. Like, I usually knock and am very respectful of closed doors, but I just assumed you were already gone, so I just thought I would try the door and see if it was open, and I'm so sorry. And he's like, all good, no worries. Like, he is super nice about it.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I felt so uncomfortable.
Most of my like work-related uncomfortable stories are because of like people fighting in the hallways.
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
Well, there was one that happened at my previous workplace, and I actually wasn't like a witness to any of it. I heard about it afterwards because it was people who worked later in the day than me. And like it apparently was like an all out screaming, like two people yelling at each other down the hallway. And like the boss had to come over and break it up, like, which was like so ridiculous. How does anything like that happen at a workplace? I don't know. But there was some definite issues with one employee in particular. It was so bad that I actually had a friend who worked closely with him, and she quit over it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she, like, ended up getting out of that line of work, I guess, kind of. But, yeah, like, so it was just, like, a super hostile environment in a sense. Like, most of the time when I was there, it was fine because you were working with different people. But apparently it was just awful to be there later in the day. And, yeah, it was part of the reason why I was just like, okay, I think it's time to move on. I don't want to be in, like, this kind of a situation anymore.
Was there one person who was kind of, like, the instigator of it?
By the sounds of it, yeah, for sure. Just had some...
Any consequences for said person? Any...
No.
Training, learning.
Apparently nothing happened, which is why my friend, like one of the reasons why she was like, okay, you guys aren't going to handle this situation very well. So I'm not going to put myself in that. She had like high anxiety and just, she had like gone to anger management herself. And she knew, like, she was like, I think he needs to go to something like that. And she just, removed herself from the situation, which is crummy because she had to quit her job and just like, be jobless and like lose her income or whatever it was.
Oh man.
Eventually went back to school and it was like literally could not have worked out better had she not quit her job, started working at the restaurant that she did. She would have not met her boyfriend who just proposed to her and they're getting married now. So like really, all things happen for a reason, guys.
That's nice.
Yeah. I for some reason just remembered this story about one of my jobs that I had when I was still like in college.
Okay.
And so it was just this like mom and pop shop that was like fast food, like burgers and whatnot. And then they did homemade ice cream. And I worked there for two summers for them. So the second year that I came back, I said, hey, like I'm not a high school student anymore. I can start working earlier for you. Like I have, because obviously like in like college and university, you get out in the end of like April, you're done school, right?
Yeah.
So I had like two extra months of work that I could do, but this place didn't open until the end of May, I think, just because like it's like a touristic beach town kind of thing. And they opened May 2-4 long weekend, closed in the September long weekend. And so they still said that they had work for me. And I was like, okay. And so the work that they had for me was like sitting at this like dink ass stool. I kid you not. I feel like I was working on a TV table, like, or like a TV tray, like a TV food tray. Yeah. Like, that was my desk and this like crappy laptop. And all day, like, I'm talking a full 8 hours, I sat and I logged, like, I entered items on their eBay for them. And the garbage that these people were selling was so weird. Like, I don't even know. It was like all these creepy random dolls and stuff.
Was it from their business or from like their home or both?
No, it definitely was not business related. I think that they just like, they had a lot of things on the go. Like they did a whole bunch, they sold a bunch of stuff on eBay. They had this mom and pop shop. The guy was also, like they also owned a laundromat and a car wash in town. They just had like a lot of things that they did. And I had no idea that they sold all this stuff on eBay. Like, I don't know, their attic or basement just must have been filled with stuff. God. And it was just like, they were weird. There were so many weird, creepy dolls that they were selling. And then a lot of it was like, I don't know. I think like they had one of their daughters like lived in Japan or something. And so they had a lot of like Japanese stuff that they were selling too. I'm not sure if that's because like they'd gone over there and they had brought home a bunch of stuff. Like I have no idea. It was super weird. But like that place in general was like a weird place to work because they had cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And like, and then so you just like always felt like you were like being watched and stuff. And then like the girls had to wear, like we had a dress code for work and it was like, and it was stupid because the girls who worked in the kitchen even had to follow this dress code and they weren't even seen by anyone and you had to wear a dress or a skirt to work.
That's sexist.
Yeah, but I ate a lot of ice cream and probably gained 15 pounds that summer. So
one of my first jobs, I worked at a bakery and I gained a bunch of weight there. I remember a story happened this week. So we have like a supplier that we've been working with for just a little bit, and they're pretty great so far. But so one of my employees was going back and forth with them to try to provide them with what they needed to give us what we needed. And it was a lot of back and forth that seemed really unnecessary. Like if they had just said, we need X, Y, Z, we could have just done that in one shot and it would have been fine. But instead they're like, oh, we just need this. And then we did that. And they're like, actually, we need it this way. And we also need this and this. And it was just like, okay, then we did that. And then it was like, oh, we meant blah, blah. And it was like, okay, like, holy hell, like, just tell us what you need and we will give it to you kind of thing. So at some point it got to be a lot of back and forth. And then the owner of the supplier called my employee, left a voicemail, which I listened to, and the tone was all right, but it was kind of like, I don't understand why this is so confusing for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So just kind of a little bit like,
you made it confusing. Because, yeah,
yeah. Like, it's not like we're stupid. Like, mm-hmm. And then, so then I guess they spoke to each other on the phone and he wasn't very kind and raised his voice. And so my employee hung up on him, which I would have done too. So then I was like, okay, I need to get step you need to here.
Yeah, you need to like resolve the situation.
Rein it in. Yeah, do some damage control here. So I gave him a call and it was so interesting because on the one hand, I was all fired up and I wanted to, you know, like advocate for and defend my employee. And on the other hand, I'm like, I need to maintain a positive relationship because this is a new like supplier and we like a lot of things about them, especially their price. So mm-hmm. I need to clean this up a little bit. So it was cool because it was a fun like experience for me as like learning, I guess, and just putting to practice what I don't know, like it was just interesting to be in that situation where I had to do damage control and that mm-hmm. was like, but I talked to my boss about it first and I was like, this happened, and I was like, is it okay for me to tell this guy like it's not okay to talk to us like that? And he was like, absolutely, like if you want to defend your people. And I was like, okay, cool. So then so I ended up talking to the guy and I was just like, hey, like, I understand there was a communication breakdown this morning. I was like, do you want to let me know like what happened kind of a thing? And so then he explained like from his perspective what happened, and which sounded very similar to my employee's perspective, except for the part where he said, and then she had just hung up on me for no reason. And I was like, okay. So I was like, well, I think what would be helpful going forward is if you guys are just very clear about what you need from us, and then that way we can avoid this back-to-back or back-and-forth, which is annoying for both sides, as much as possible. And then if we do ever get to the point where we need to talk something out over the phone, just because it's easier to communicate that way, let's just make sure that we're doing so respectfully. And he was like, absolutely. And I said something like, because I would really love to continue working with you guys, and so we just need to make sure that, you know, it's positive and the communication isn't not negative but like not toxic but something like that, like unproductive. And he was like, absolutely. And then he kind of got on board with that, and I was like, give my apologies to her, and that wasn't my intention at all, and like da 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 da. And I was like, okay, awesome, like this sounds great, da da da. And then everything was fine after that. So it was just really interesting, and I felt
you nailed that. Like, it's by the sound.
Yeah, I feel like I handled it really well. Everyone, it all ended up being fine in the end. And, you know, I didn't go in like guns blazing all angry or anything. Like, I went in knowing there's two sides to every story. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, we just need to communicate more productively so everything works out well. We can work together well and enjoy working together and stuff. And so I think I handled it pretty well. But at the end of the day, to my employee, I was like, did anyone else yell at you today? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, cool, because I'd kick their ass. So I felt like it was a bonding moment for us.
That's good. No, I like think about that situation and I'm like, I never, ever want to have your job and have to like put out fires like that. Like, that just, no.
I kind of like it. Like, and fires are very infrequent and that sort of thing, but I feel like so empowered when it's my job to put something back together mm-hmm. or, you know, like mediate a situation or that sort of thing. I like doing that. I think I'm good at it if I approach it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel cool and useful.
As you should. I thought of another story. It's kind of funny, and it's, I guess, it's again from like my early work life when I was, you know, when you work those student jobs, you don't really give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a boss who didn't give a damn. I was cleaning. It was the very first job I ever had. And I was a maid at a local hotel like that was near me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you always go out in pairs to like clean rooms and everything like that. And you get paired up with a different person every day. And you clean different rooms every day. And this particular location had like really a very big difference in some of the accommodations. Some were older, some were like all in this one building. Another were like cabins. And so that day, I think I was doing the cabins. And so that means we got a golf cart. and just because they were further away. And I was also working with like the manager or like somebody who had a big title, like was basically, she was basically my boss or like my boss's second hand or something like that. And we had gone to, I don't know, we went into one of the buildings and there was a vending machine there. And I went to get a drink, I think, or I just like was looking at the vending machine and I randomly hit one of the buttons, like didn't put any cash in or anything like that. I can't tell you why I hit the button, but a drink fell out when I hit the button and I was like,
score.
Oh, sweet. And then I did it again and a drink fell out and like drinks just kept falling out and you didn't have to put any money into the vending machine. And so by the time the girl that I was working with came back, who was like my boss, I told her about it, thinking like, you know, you got to get like somebody down here to fix this machine. It's broken. She was like, nope. And then she cleaned out the entire machine. Like we sat there for like half an hour and we just hit buttons and we unloaded all of the drinks that were in the machine. And then we loaded them up into our golf cart and then we took them over to one of the other, like there was like the head person and then there was like two people underneath her and I was working with one of the people like underneath her and then we drove over to the other girl who was like underneath her too or whatever and we gave her half the pop or whatever it was and then like she took home the rest of it and I was like, okay, all right, like you're just taking all of this stuff. Cool. I think I took like, I just had like my drink or two or whatever. I definitely like didn't feel okay with it, but like.
Did you guys tell like the boss?
I don't remember. I'm assuming that we cleaned out the machine and then she told somebody about it or I don't know. Honestly, I was just so in shock that it was happening. I was like, what's going on right now? Are you supposed to be like an employee who should be like fixing this problem, not like totally just taking advantage of it?
Not straight up stealing from your workplace.
Yeah, it was so weird, but it's a funny story. It's one of that was a fun job, despite what anyone thinks. I loved cleaning rooms, hotel rooms.
Cool.
You didn't have to look good after going out the night before.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And a toilet is never that far away.
That's true.
In case you need to throw up. Not that I ever did, but.
Okay, to wrap up this episode, I would like to pose a question. Well, maybe I don't care. Okay. I always feel, okay, especially at my last job, like when we worked together, I would always take my phone with me to the bathroom because
obviously
something to do.
I do that too. Yeah.
But I'd always feel like I had to hide it somehow. So if I like tucked it into my armpit or put it in my pocket or like otherwise just tried to like hide the fact that I was bringing my phone with me to the bathroom.
I feel that way too. Cause you don't like, people are like, ew, that's gross. Like you're
yeah,
on the
it's
toilet
gross.
Or whatever.
And also like then you're like going to waste some time in there kind of a thing. Now I don't really care about hiding it. I just like take it and go and I don't think too much about it. But like sometimes I'm, should I put it, hide it, or I don't know. It's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see other people like fully taking their phones with them to the bathroom. How do they hide it?
It's because you don't wear pants.
Yeah.
And so you don't really have pockets. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure
your dresses have pockets, but I usually tuck it in my armpit.
And then it gets all sweaty and gross.
Well,
you like go above and beyond to hide it. I kind of just walk in. No, I don't really care.
I just
want
to clarify that my armpits are not sweaty and gross.
You always talk about how sweaty and gross you are, like when
yeah,
you're like biking.
But
and, like,
I guess
just,
when
like...
I put my phone in my armpit, it's not like
okay.
It's not like I wouldn't put it in there if at that moment I was very sweaty or gross
okay.
Or
okay, because your phone might get water damage.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
So wait, was there a question there or that was just a thing you wanted to share?
How do you hide your phone or do you care about hiding your phone?
Or do you even take your phone into the bathroom with you?
Yeah.
I think most people do, to be honest. If you don't, you're lying.
And we do not tolerate liars.
So yeah, I guess let us know how you sneakily get your phone into the work bathroom. Sam needs a few tips.
Let us know anything you want.
Yeah, really, anything.
At TCJ Podcast on Twitter or at This Could Get Awkward on Facebook. You want to
This Could Get Awkward Podcast at gmail.com is our email address. Or you can head over to our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com, and you'll find everything there.
Everything. Okay. Have a blessed Sunday, everyone.
What?
Or whatever day it is you're listening to it.
I've just never heard anyone say that before. A blessed Sunday.